Ah, the playground where kids get to run around, play games, burn off all the excess energy at recess and lunchtime. That's the idea anyway, but some schools are finding that's not the case for every kid, especially girls feeling restricted by their uniforms. That's why one school at least has decided to level the playing field for girls by modifying its uniform policy. Elizabeth Rhodes is a principal of Lowther Hall Anglican Grammar School in Melbourne. She joins us now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia.
Your school has banned skirts and dresses for kinder, prep and year one students. So that's the, you know, the really young students.
That's right.
Why?
Well, we want our girls to be active. We've got a lot of research and a lot of feedback from the girls themselves that it's good for them to be able to be active during the day. We have a curriculum that sees them not only going out to the playground to be moving around, but also engaging in PE classes, movement and expression classes, perceptual motor programs that break up their reading lessons and their maths lessons. So it's impractical to have them in clothing that doesn't facilitate easy movement in and out of those spaces.
Tell me about this research or what you as a principal was observing in the playground. Why was it restricting them? I mean, you know, you can play in a dress, can't you?
Well, I think you can play in a dress, but if you want to turn yourself upside down on the monkey bars or put your arms up over your head so that you can learn to swing from one bar to the other, you can have a level of self-consciousness that might be prohibitive. So we wanted to put the girls into clothing that would really facilitate them not thinking about how they were going to look or what might be revealed, or even just to reinforce a stereotype that they should be sitting down and being nice.
Prim and proper.
Prim and proper. We wanted them to be out there and active and really developing those skills and dexterities that are going to stand them in good stead later on.
So they're for the young cohort, but older girls have the option of wearing the school dress or shorts or pants, is that right?
Yes, that's right. From year two, the girls can make a choice. So they have a short, a pant, a pinafore, a skirt, a dress, and they can choose those on any given day. So they can mix and match elements from the uniform depending on the weather, depending on their comfort level, and depending on their particular personal preference and what they have on in the day.
Okay. So when you made the decision to tell parents about this and, you know, announce this new uniform policy, did you expect backlash? Did you think of it as a controversial policy?
Any change can be controversial. On the whole, some people don't like change just because it's something new. So we knew that we would need to be consultative. But I think one of the things that was easier about bringing in the change was that we had parents involved from the beginning. So we put together a committee that had parents included on it. And we also had girls on that committee. And I think one thing that parents listen to is the voices of their children and other young people. And some of the things that they told us was pretty compelling. And that's, I think, that made it easier for parents to understand where the change was coming from, and they didn't resist it.
Have you noticed a difference in levels of activity among your girls since the policy took effect?
Yeah, definitely. We've also noticed that there's no downtime as they change out of a dress and into, say, a sport uniform. So we're able now to have them transitioning really seamlessly from a classroom learning environment into an active learning environment, and that's been much better. The girls are very happy in their pants and shorts, and they tell us that they're very comfortable. Certainly what we observe of them in the playground is that they are, they're climbing, they're swinging, they're doing all sorts of things that perhaps before they were a little more reluctant to do.
The national media has taken notice of your new uniform policy. You're getting coverage, you're on this show. Have you had any interest from other schools?
Yes, it's something that we discuss. When principals meet together, we're always talking about different ideas and ways to keep moving forward in a way that's supporting of children's development, things that will support physical, emotional and mental health. And certainly it's school uniforms is something that's on the agenda for school principals to discuss.
Society's thinking around sport and gender is really changing, isn't it? Is that part of the story too for you as a principal, as a leader? Are you thinking about those kinds of things when you're making decisions like this?
Definitely. We want our girls to be involved in sport. We want them to find sports that they love so that they can pursue them through to their adult life. We know that girls who are involved in sport and physical activity are protected to some degree from difficulties in mental and emotional health. And we also know that girls who are involved in sport, it has a positive cognitive impact as well on them. So certainly having girls involved in sport is something that we want to promote. We want to make it easy for them. We want to make it possible for them to play sport in their passive downtimes at school as well.
So this decision has obviously, you know, got a lot of attention. Why? It still staggers me that in 2018, something as simple as girls wearing shorts or pants is even a story.
It is remarkable.
What's going on?
Once you make the change, I think you possibly think to yourself, why didn't we do this long ago? And that was part of the impetus for the change. You know, we're wanting to create women who are going to be world ready. We want them to be girls who make an impact on the world. And it seemed silly that we had a uniform policy that didn't support the role of women in contemporary society. And so that was part of what really led us to rethink the uniform and to make sure that what we were asking our girls to wear and how we're asking them to present themselves mirrored what we wanted for them later on, which was to be really active citizens who are involved in every facet of life, be that sporting life or corporate life, to have those choices.
Well, Elizabeth, I'm sure many of our listeners are thinking, I wish she was my principal when I was at school. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much, Patricia.
Although my principal was very supportive and I was not forced to wear any gendered clothing. Elizabeth Rhodes joining me there. She's the principal of Lowther Hall Anglican Grammar School in Melbourne. This is RN Drive.